You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the Pittsburgh Pirates edition. I'm Dave Raymond with Tom Singer. And Tom, look, we're getting ready for week three. The Pirates at 6-7, and a nice sweep of the Milwaukee Brewers. They're still on this long homestand. Generally speaking, you know, what's the mood? How are folks feeling about this 6-7 start?
They're feeling good because, you know, the one element of the team that was a little bit questionable, the depth of the starting rotation, has been excellent. You know, you don't like to lose low-scoring games and waste good pitching like, 1-0, 2-0. But everybody feels good about the potential of the offense. So if the pitching maintains in each level of performance, everybody's convinced that the offense will catch up, and then you're going to have both sides of the coin clicking. So, I mean, they're feeling really good.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned the pitching. I was looking through some of the numbers, and, you know, the Pirates right there among the major league leaders and, you know, runs allowed and ERA, but if you get into some of the more esoteric numbers, you know, the FIP and the XFIP and all those wacky things, it actually appears that they're pitching maybe a little bit better than the numbers would even indicate.
Yeah, I mean, they've been, there's really three elements to the game when you break it down. You got pitching, defense, and offense. And two of those, pitching and the defense, has been just excellent. And kind of waiting for the offense to come around. Everybody's been but nobody's really gone on any hot streaks with the bats. Starling Marte's flashed a lot of power, but, you know, he's hitting under 200. As a matter of fact, the outfield, Marte, McCutchen, and Polanco, and we all know how high the ceiling is, I believe as an outfield, they're batting like second or third lowest, you know, in the majors. So, I mean, we know that's not going to continue.
Yeah, no, good point. And you blogged on Monday about, the defense in the outfield and the fact that, look, I mean, any team would be taking some kind of risk to run on those arms. And yet we've seen some teams trying to take extra bases on them, sometimes with success. And we also saw that wacky play on Monday night, Chris Bryant circling the bases for the Cubs, although I don't know that you attribute any of that to any outfield play, but it is interesting to see teams maybe running a little bit early.
Yeah, you know, like the way Clint Hurdle put it, these guys have been put on the marquee. You know, they've got the hype, the potential of being the best outfield in the major, certainly one of the best for many, many years to come. So you've got a bit of a gunslinger mentality. People are going after them. They're challenging them. A lot of the challenge has been on Kutch in the middle. Teams are aware that he's got a weak left knee. It's getting better all the time. He's regaining his full strength, but he's been a little bit limited in the outfield getting to balls. Teams have scouts. They know that. So they've been taking advantage of Kutch. But, he'll get even.
I just think sometimes these things are a function of the ballpark, too, as much as anything else. I feel like teams run in Colorado. You see more attempted plays at the plate, in places where the corners can play in close, like in Houston or Chicago. So sometimes I feel like that's a function of the ballpark, and there's no question that left field is huge, and left center. There's a lot of room out there.
Yes, there is. And right field obviously isn't nearly as huge, but it's got some weird, wrinkles. Polanco, natural center fielder, still learning how to play right field. Definitely getting better at it. But he's a little bit tentative going after some balls. And when he does get to them, he's a little bit off balance. He's got a terrific arm, but he really hasn't had a chance to show it because the body position when he gets to balls. So, they've been running on Polanco as well. But, it's a learning process for him. And, in fact, just the other day, Hurdle made the point that he's seen a couple balls hit to right field on this homestand that Polanco seemed a lot more assured in going at it without any hesitation. So, you know, it'll take some time, but you'll get the hang of it quick.
Well, and then Tuesday night, you're going to see something that you haven't seen all year, which, I mean, I know we're just a couple of weeks in, but it does seem sort of funny to me that Travis Wood will be the first left-handed starter that the Pirates will have seen this year.
Yeah, and it's not really unusual. I believe last year they faced the fewest left-handed starters of any team, only 31 all season. And even last year it took a while for them to get to look at the first one. And, you know, that's an element with the Bucks because, you know, Jordy Mercer, Marte, and McCutcheon ranked in the top 10 in the league in hitting left-handers. So when we talk about waiting for the offense to come around, you know, that's – yeah, that plays a part, the fact they haven't had a chance to take any cuts against lefties. Travis Wood is a good one. It's not exactly an easy one to get your first crack at a lefty against. But, you know, we'll see how it goes. You know, we'll see, Corley Hart, you know, who's a very good pinch hitting, but hasn't had a chance to be in a starting lineup. You know, he'll start at first base in place of Alvarez against left-handers. So getting a lefty is important in the sense of getting, you know, Hart's bat in the lineup. And, you know, we'll see what he can do, you know, getting 3-4 at-bats a game rather than that occasional pinch hit appearance.
You know, another thing that happened this last week was there were a couple of unusual moments, I guess, during play for the Pirates. We saw, I guess it was Monday night, right, when the lady behind home plate was hit in the back of the head, got a little too close to the screen, and a foul ball got her. We understand good news with her. She's out of the hospital. But Jordy Mercer, trying to bunt, took one off the chest. Boy, it just looked awful. What's his status?
His status is good. Even after that game, even though he looked really winded and dropped to a knee. There was a lot of pain when it happened. A couple of hours later, he was, you know, looked quite comfortable. He underwent a lot more tests after that. But everything indicates that nothing worse than a bruise. You know, it's easy for us to say. I'm sure it was very painful. But he got away with you know, just a big scare. And although I think he'll probably take a couple more days off just to give himself a blow and also get Jung-ho Kong in the lineup, give him some reps, some at-bats. But, Jordy was fine. You know, even, you know, we talked to him after that game, even though that happened late in the game, about the sixth inning, by the time the game ended, he was discussing the whole incident very comfortably.
Yeah, I love it. I like the fact that you acknowledge, too, by the way, because I feel like this is something that we sometimes slip over. Is like, I know he's fine. It's no big deal at all.
Yeah.
I mean, if you or I got hit in the chest like that once, I don't think I would ever go back to work again. Just, those things are just amazing, what these guys do.
Well, we can be thankful. There was Matt Garza going 89 miles an hour, and that's somebody else like, you know, the oldest Chapman doing 100.
Oh, That's true. Big road test coming up, too, after you guys complete this long series with the Cubs. I think Pirates will go through a stretch of maybe 16 of their next 25 games on the road. So that could be a perilous little stretch for this club.
Oh, definitely. You know, the last couple of years, the Pirates, you know, who are built for PNC Park, have had a very good home record. And the road, you know, when you fashion your ball club to play well within your park, obviously there's some negatives when you go on the road because it's, you know, the speed and the fact that you might be left-right that's tailored to your park that doesn't play well on the road. And, you know, they'll be going to three places that have been challenging, you know, Arizona, St. Louis, obviously, and then, you know, they revisit the Chicago Cubs. It's a tough stretch. I think they'd be happy to be at or close to 500 when that long road trip ends, and they can regroup at home and get some momentum going, get some traction going, as you know, one of Clint Hurdle's favorite ways of putting momentum.
Yeah, perfectly said. Perfectly said. All right, Tom. Well, enjoy the rest of this Cubs series and pack a very big suitcase toward the end of the week.
I got it. Thanks, Dave.
All right, there's Tom Singer, MLB.com Extras, the Pittsburgh Pirates edition.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.